All right, welcome to this episode. Well, we have hit that time of year where deer season is over for us. Archery season still lasts for about another 6 weeks, but we've been blessed enough this year to harvest 6 deer already. So we're going to give it up for the year on deer hunting, and we've got enough for the freezer. So now what we look forward to on our property, you kind of have we turkey hunt on this property as well as deer hunt, squirrel hunt and all that. So we're looking forward to turkey season coming up here in about 3.5 months. But in between now and then, we have a special purpose, and our purpose is to try to control the fur bearers that are on our property. Because see, without trapping, and we're going to talk about traps as you can see here, without trapping, there's really not any other good way to control fur bearers on your property. You know, years ago, the prices of pelts for like raccoon and beaver and other species such as coyote, bobcat, they were pretty high, and so there was a lot of people out there trapping at that time. And now the pelts just aren't, they're not worth as much as they used to be. I mean, the fur market has went down, and so with that, a lot of people got out of trapping. And there's not a lot of people who, you know, raccoon hunt anymore with dogs and all. And so a lot of times what happens is those fur bears overpopulate on your property. And so they're very hard on nesting birds such as turkey and quail. And so what we want to do is we want to try to control those fur bears here on our property and take out a large number of them where they're manageable, where there's not as many that would, like I said, once a raccoon or something finds a turkey nest, you know, it's pretty much gone after that. You know, who doesn't like eggs, right? And so the same thing with coyotes. I mean, there's also other species that benefit for us from trapping, and such as rabbits. And so anyway, we're not trying to eradicate them, of course, on our property, but we're just trying to manage them. So what I've got here is a lot of different styles of traps. Now, all of these have the same purpose. Their purpose is to capture the animal that you're going for, right? And so we're going to try to target certain animals with these styles of traps. And so let's just say you're not on a big piece of property and you're trying to manage it for hunting. Let's say it's around your house and you've got a raccoon that's getting in your attic. You know, he or she has set up residence there. And, you know, they like to do that, especially coming up in a few months when it's springtime, because that's where they like to have their babies a lot of times, is in your attic. And, you know, that can cause all kinds of problems. It can cause problems because they can chew into your wiring. You know, they carry fleas, and a lot of times fleas will get into insulation in your house. So you're going to want to use something in an urban setting like this cage trap here. Now, we're starting a series here because, like I said, we're after deer season and we're still squirrel hunting a little bit, but we're going to start a series here over trapping. So this episode here is just to kind of familiarize you with a lot of different styles of traps. So if you're in an urban setting, this is kind of the one that you'd want to use. It would be this cage-style trap, this live trap. And the way this one's set, I really like this one. This one will catch a good medium-sized coon, even a large coon. Also catch possums. There's different ways you can set it for squirrels, because a lot of times squirrels will get in your attic or they get on your bird feeders. You're trying to manage them in town. And we'll do an episode on how to set these for squirrel and for raccoon. But this is a very simple setup. I mean, you just slide these rings up. You lift up the door. You have a trigger over here. If I can find it, there's a little trigger piece there. And it raises up the trip pan in the back. And so, and we'll, again, in another episode, I'll show you different ways to be able to bait this and to draw them in. But anyway, the idea, you get the idea, the critter comes in through the front there, he steps on this trip pan, and wham, it catches him. And what's nice about this trap is here, you can take him and relocate him if you want to, and you can just kind of roll this thing over on its top, make it to the bottom, and the door open up, critter can run out. Or, you know, if you're wanting to harvest him, you can do that as well. So that's your cage trap there. So now we're going to get into some other styles of traps. And what I've got here, I've got several. Now I've got a single spring, and this single spring, it has it's kind of an older style trap, but you press down on it, the jaws open, and it's a leg hold trap. So you open the jaws up, you got a trigger pan, they call this the dog, and so when it sets up like that, and this trigger sets it just like that, and I'm going to show you one set here in a minute. The animal steps on it and these jaws close around his foot. Now that may seem a little harsh, but it's really not. It's a good way to trap, and also even if you wanted to let the animal go, you can have a noose pole or a stick that's forked. You can hold the animal down, step on that, and they're good to run off, you know. So this is a good size right here for a raccoon, for a possum, something of that nature. I've even caught some fox with this size of a trap. And then you've got some double spring traps. Same kind of deal. This old Victor trap here. You press down. Well, you actually got to set this on the ground, step on it, and then once the bar is over, you put the trigger on there, and so you can set that one. Now this one is a double spring, and it's also a little bit more compact, so it's a little bit easier to set in a dirt set. And again, I'm going to show you as we target different animals through this series which ones I would use and how I would use them. But again, I'm just trying to familiarize you with some traps here. So like, okay, I've got this one set right here. So again, you press down just like this, and then the jaw's open, just like this one's open, and then that little trigger comes over, and there's the pan, and so you're gonna camouflage this in the ground, and then once the animal steps on it, it closes around their foot like that, and you've got them. And so the chain here, this is how you tie off the, get this out of there. This is how you secure the trap to something. So early the next morning, this is the thing. You always want to run your traps early the next morning, just as soon as possible, to not leave the animal out there for very long. And so this ring here, what I normally do is I'll tie a piece of wire onto this, and you can use different ways to anchor it. And what I like to use a lot of times is a drag. And so I'll find an old log or something like that that's natural, and I'll wire it to it, and it gives the animal a little bit of movement, you know, and it can drag it a little ways, and you know, and then it's not very far the next morning when you come in and you find it. Again, we'll show you some of those sets later on. Now, these traps right here have an anchor built onto the cable. You can see this right here, and that's what this is for. So let's say I'm gonna set one out here in this field for a coyote. All right, a lot of coyotes, and we will be setting one out, or several out here in this field. And a lot of times, and we'll talk about this later, but I just use some lure and something for an eye attractor, because coyotes are really curious, as well as fox. And what this does is here, you put this down in it, and you drive this down into the ground. Now, around our neck of the woods, even though it looks really nice and grassy out here, it's pretty rocky. And so to get this all the way down very far, because you would drive it down in the ground, and then you'd pull your driver out, and just exactly what happened right there, right? You're driving it down in the ground, it's going straight, and then when you tug on it, it anchors just like that. Well, around our place here, it may anchor, and you may not ever get that rascal out if it's in a rock. So I don't use these a lot, but if you're in a, like near a riverbank or something like that, or you're where there's soft ground, you can certainly use this, and it's really quick. You don't have to find a drag, you don't have to do nothing, you just wham that thing down on the ground, and there's your set. All right, so another way we trap, and most of the time we trap, this right here is a large, what they call a conibear. And we'll set this if we're trapping aquatic fur bears like beaver, and different things like that. You'll use these. Now these are traps that you really can't set on top of the ground, because this is a quick kill trap right here, and so you can't set up on top of the ground where a non-target animal, let's say, would get into it, because you wouldn't want a dog or anything like that to get into this. So this has to be in the water, and so we'll put this in the water out here. We've got some otter and some beaver, and again, this is for another episode, but they're coming over into our pond, and the otter are, and getting all of our fish that we stocked in there, and the beaver are kind of chewing up some trees. So we'll set this down in the water where there's a beaver run, and I'll show you how to set that. So here's one that's set. Make sure I ain't got another trap set here. I get my shirt tail in it. But here's one that's set. So basically what happens is, you use these, and again, we'll show this later, and you has a hinge right here. If I can get it loose. There we go. And so with this, you close down the springs and you have these little latches right here that hooks it and it holds it, and then you set the trigger. This is welded shut just for educational purposes. But there you go. So you can catch some mink. I've even caught an otter with this size of trap before. So there you go. And then there is another trap or another ways. And this is what I really enjoy setting, because you can set this just about anywhere. I have caught everything with a snare. I have caught beaver, otter, raccoon, coyote, fox. I mean, just about anything you can think of. And so what I'll normally do is I'll make the loop, and you set it just off, let's say this is the ground, you set it just off the ground about like that in a trail, or maybe a beaver run, or where an otter slide is off the bank, and you'll kind of camouflage it up a little bit, and of course you're going to stake this somewhere. But I put a washer, a little tube, onto this. See this little plastic tube that's on here? And what I do with this tube is I slide it up here, and I take another piece of stiffer wire and I kind of put it in the ground and I poke it in that tube where it holds my snare open, and it holds it upright. And then so what happens is when an animal comes through, it just closes down on them just like that right there. And so when you come up the net, a lot of times it'll ruin your snare, but you know, you can get some cable and you can make these pretty cheap. But anyway, so lots of different ways that we're going to talk about how to trap. And you know, it's really important, because in conservation, you know, like we've talked about before, a lot of species has to be managed. You know, just like deer, we use hunting as one of the most important conservation tools there is, and trapping is just as important. But over the years, and where we are in this day and age, it's almost like it's not handed down anymore, and it takes time to trap. But there's a purpose for trapping, and so it's really an art that doesn't need to be lost. You know what I'm saying? So don't let this blow your mind, okay? I mean, I've got a lot of different styles of traps here. I've been trapping for a long time, but you don't have to start with all of these. You can start with just one or another, depending on what you're needing to trap. And as we go through this series, we'll talk more about that. But again, they all have a special purpose, you know? And I tell you, looking at all these traps and their purpose, you know, it kind of got me thinking about our own purpose. God uses His people to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, so that the world would come to know Him, receive Him, and follow Him. You know, in Mark 16 and 15 it says, "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Man, that sounds like a purpose, doesn't it, that we have? While we all have one purpose, one goal in mind, there are lots of ways to go about accomplishing our mission, just like there's lots of ways to go about using these traps. You know, maybe your way of telling others about Jesus is to share your testimony. You know, this is your own experience for what God has done in your life, how He saved you, changed you, and leads you. We all have that story if we've come to know Christ as our personal Savior. You know, for some people, they might use a list of scriptures to guide them through the gospel, like in the book of Romans, and what people refer to as the Romans Road. Through these scriptures, we recognize our own sinfulness, we recognize God's authority, His righteousness, and our need for a Savior, and that Jesus is the only one that can take away our sins. You know, when we confess our sins and repent of our sins, He is faithful to forgive us. Isn't that great? But for others, they may have never heard of Jesus and have no understanding of what sin really is, why Jesus is even important, or even who God is. You know, this would require a more chronological approach, similar to what our missionaries use when working with unreached people and groups overseas all around the world. Even here in the U.S., though, we recognize there is a large population that needs this same style. And we start at the beginning, working our way through the Bible to show them why Jesus had to be the sacrifice for our sins. You know, even in the Scriptures, throughout the Old Testament, it points us towards Jesus. Even in the Old Testament, not just the New Testament. However you choose to share the gospel, You know what? The most important thing is that you do it. Just like having a bunch of traps sitting on a shelf or in your shed isn't helping you accomplish your goal of managing the population of fur bears on your property. You know, you have to use those traps if you want to help ground nesting birds like turkey and quail, as well as other species like we talked about, rabbits. Much like you needing to share the message of Jesus Christ. You know, just as the Lord spoke to Paul, He tells us to rise and get to our feet and go share about Jesus. Acts 26 and 18 says to open their eyes and to turn them from the darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Oh, man. You know, it's what we're created to do, and it's what we are called to do. It's how we fulfill our purpose, right? Hey, I tell you what, I've enjoyed spending this time with you. I enjoy looking forward to what we're going to do. Check out more videos like these at lifeword.org and follow us on social media. I'll be back next month with more trapping, more about trapping. So I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you in the great outdoors.